Like so many other events this fall, Unalaska's cross-country meets were drastically different from years past. But if you weren't attending in person and just listening to audio recordings from the events, you might not notice much of a difference. At their final meet on Saturday, Unalaska's cross-country team and their supporters cheered enthusiastically as their teammates, classmates, siblings, and friends rounded Kelty Field and crossed the finish line. It seemed very similar to most cross-country meets. Family, friends, school principals, and teachers lined up near the start and finish lines. But this year, attendees wore face masks, and there were no competing teams present. Head coach Lucy Ortiz says it was a strange season that came with many questions and surprises.
I mean, how do you get a group of high schoolers to agree to run in the rain and in the wind every single day for 2 months and then not give them an opportunity to travel and expect them to stay in it? I think that was a challenge, but the kids really surprised me. They came ready to go.
Ortiz says the season was markedly unique. But the team was flexible, and she and fellow head coach Joni Scott came up with creative solutions, like socially distanced team dinners, to help the team feel connected. Ortiz says they also worked with some other cross-country teams out of Southeast Alaska to host virtual meets.
So I have some friend coaches down there, and so we all kind of started texting and was like, hey, you guys can't travel, we can't travel, let's compete. So we would run here and all the other teams would run on their home courses, and then we would send all of our times together, and then we would just score out a meet. So it's not official, but it just gave the kids another way to compete and stay engaged.
And according to the team, the dinners and virtual competitions worked. Despite the added distance and masks, several team members say they felt closer to one another than in previous years.
We were more of a team this year, like, together. Like, we were all closer together with each other, and, like, all of us were friends.
Yeah, no drama, nothing.
We were just, like, a crew, like, that just stick together.
Like, family.
Just, like, you try to make the best memories you can before high school ends.
Most of the teenagers on the team say that staying motivated and pushing themselves without the added pressure of any in-person competitions with other schools wasn't an issue. For Herwin Riadil, a junior at Unalaska High School, staying motivated was a group effort, and winning meant doing so together as a team.
My parents were a big part, coaches, and my team, because they motivated me to work harder in practice and just keep going, because if I quit, I know I'm going to regret it in the future, so you got to make the best of it.
Ortiz says the team ran somewhere around 5 official races. She says she's proud of the community for showing up and showing support during these strange times, and especially proud of the team for pushing themselves and finishing out the season.
The thing that motivated me was the whole team and the coaches. They're a big part of that.
I wanted to quit, but my dad told me I'm not a quitter.
And I think the coaches were a big part in motivating me because they were like always there for us.
Oh yeah, music helped me.
Like, it's not just a one person thing, it's the whole team. That's why I stayed. For today, the thing that motivated me to run was I had to get a haircut today.